Did you know that the death penalty should be abolished? I bet you didn't. I'm just kidding. Let's get into this new topic that I've been waiting to talk about. Whether or not the death penalty should be abolished. All right, so this is one of the ones that has been reoccurring all the time. And I've had a few thoughts about this. When usually when I make these podcasts, I usually just be doing it right off the back with no real experience with the situation. But I gotta say, I'm a pretty outspoken and open-minded person about most topics. So I will be discussing a few things about the death penalty, I guess. So the death penalty is when people get on death row for doing certain types of crimes that are more higher up than than crimes or usually are, they get the death penalty. And death penalty usually consists of ejections or electroshock chair, the usual ones. But there's other ones. And today I will be here discussing about whether these things should be abolished out of the system completely. Now, what is the death penalty for exactly? You would think the death penalty is to scare us from doing treacherous crimes. But technically, doesn't prison or jail, even jail, I say, house arrest, all those things just make me not want to do anything bad. You know, they have these death penalties in place, but are they useful? Now, I'm not going to sit here and say that some people deserve to die. I'm not going to say that. But some people deserve to die. And that was a little harsh. But look at it this way. The people who started the death penalties, it started way back, when there was kings and queens, you know, the beheadings and all that kind of stuff. That's what's important to this topic right here, because what we got is that the death penalty was first set, a couple of times actually, but the first time is way back in like the, for example, the 1400s or the 1300s, somewhere around there, where there were still kings and queens, French Revolution and all that kind of stuff. Not the French Revolution, but you know, anyway, French people where they was revolting and all that crazy crap that was going on back then. So there was a lot of crazy crap going on back then. And that consisted of a death penalty as well. But usually those death penalties were usually trying to convince people not to do stupid crap, like try to assassinate the king or queen, or talk about the king or queen behind their back, or, you know, stuff like that. It's to strike fear in the followers to get them in line. That's what the death penalty was for. Now, it was also used to, so that the death penalty was centered around, I think, Christianity, because if you look at it, it goes back to more than one reference. I know, more than one reference. When I think it was the Kingdom of Solomon, it got destroyed. Kingdom of Solomon for all their bad deeds. It was during the Noah's Ark where a lot of people were destroyed and abolished. I said abolished, that's funny. Death penalty. The crucifying of Jesus even is a death penalty. Not necessarily these people did anything bad, but this is the price of wrongdoing. Jesus didn't do anything wrong. But the people who crucified him thought he did something treacherous. They never really, in my opinion, the ones back then, never really did anything wrong. It was just based strictly off of who didn't like who. Well, along came other things like lynching. Lynching was also about who didn't like who deserved to live and who didn't deserve to live. You know, that's just basically hate that has been circling around. Nowadays, I feel like there is no real purpose for the death penalty. The death penalty is an important thing back then because it was actually used to convince people to do the right thing. Nowadays, it's just like, it's not. I mean, the only people that are killing are the people who are serial killers or, you know, serial killers, basically. So how's that? There's like, I think, 1 out of 40 people is a serial killer. That's not a true statistics, but it sounds about right to me. Not that many people are going to be serial killers, alright? Everybody has the potential to be serial killers, but usually they don't get scared of, they don't, you know, refrain from being a serial killer because of the death penalty. They probably refrain from being serial killers because they don't want to kill people, which is actually a really good clause, and the people who think about that, one should go seek mental help, and also congratulate themselves, because thank God they didn't do anything that they would have regretted. But other than that, should the death penalty be abolished? Right now, I'm not seeing any plausible reason to say that the death penalty should stay. Only thing I am seeing is that some people do really dumb crap. Well, I can't say dumb. They might have, but they have their own reasons. But I think that the, I'm going to tell you what I think. I think the death penalty should stay because of the people, you know, who are just evil people. Evil people. And I'm going to tell you right now that my opinion is, it's flawed. It's a flawed opinion. That's my opinion, nevertheless, but it's a flawed opinion because it's centered around hate or dislike. Just like any leeching, just like any sacrifice, just like anything that, of any murder, anything that hurts another person, takes from another person, it is centered around hatred. I don't necessarily hate serial killers, but they're not in my, you know, choice of favorability, I would say. I don't like them. I don't like serial killers at all, you know. I basically despise serial killers. But the thing is, it's really not my place to judge serial killers in general. But anyway, my opinion is flawed because I dislike serial killers. Hopefully, you dislike serial killers too. Because if you don't dislike serial killers, you also need to go seek mental help. So, serial killers. Those are the only people that I know are getting these death penalties. The people who have killed more, I think it's around 11 or more, 7 or more. Really, in my opinion, 3 or more is too much. Actually, now that I said that out loud, no one should be killing anyone. No one should be killing anyone. But those death penalty is centered around revenge and hatred. That's what it's centered around. The only reason why you wouldn't want someone who killed your daughter or your son to be put in the death penalty is because they killed your daughter or your son. You know, it's not necessarily for the greater good. I mean, you throw them in prison, they're going to be in prison. I mean, what else can you do? I mean, they can't do anything else. They literally can't. I mean, unless they break out, which is less likely. And if they do break out, you got more than just that one serial killer to worry about, you know? But the Bible, not the Bible, actually. I don't know if it was the Bible, but anyway, I think it was the Bible. Okay, it was technically the Bible, but it's also like the Constitution. I think it was, it goes like this. Everybody has the right to life. Everybody has the right to life and the pursuit of happiness. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But there's something else that used that analogy as well. But let's talk about the right to life. Everybody has the right to life. You cannot take someone's life. You cannot take someone's life. And that is a dead, that is one of the, it's not one of the deadly sins, but it's inside the Ten Commandments. You cannot murder. You cannot kill. You cannot take someone, you cannot wrongfully take someone's life. Now, it says you can't murder. Murder means to kill someone. Murder means to kill someone. Now, it doesn't, murder is not the same thing as accidentally killing someone. Accidentally killing someone and murder is not the same thing. Killing someone for the greater good is also, I'm guessing that's not the same thing, but it may be the same thing. I guess it is the same thing. It's for selfish reasons anyway, especially when it comes to the death penalty. Either way it go, making those hard decisions really should affect those people's lives. I feel like they should be traumatized for lives for even pulling the lever to the electric chair, pushing the button to the electric chair. They should be traumatized for life. Traumatized for life. Honestly, yeah, that's what I think. But along with that, no one can take away another person's life. If you frame somebody and get them sent to jail and they stay in jail for 50 years and you frame them, that's technically taking their life away. You're taking their time away. And that's one against the Bible and it's against the Constitution, I guess. It's against your rights. So if you take something away from somebody, somebody's allowed to take something from you. The Hammurabi's Code was one thing that really stressed that throughout the Hammurabi's Code. The Hammurabi's Code is like an ancient city of Mesopotamia. Ancient city. It's one of the first civilizations to actually start thriving. They had the first laws was the Hammurabi's Code, which stated an eye for an eye. You know, if you take someone's life, your life must be taken. And that's how it will go. And that's how the death penalty works. That's how these lynching works. And that's how, really, it's really not about, you know, if you take someone's life, you get your life taken. It's more like if you take someone's, if you do something wrong, you have to pay the price. If you do something wrong, you have to pay the consequences for your actions. That's what it's saying. You know, that's what it's saying. You have to pay the consequences for your actions. And if you kill someone, it's not necessarily saying that you need to be killed based on your circumstances, because there's multiple different, there's murder, there's accidental murder. You know, they both have different sentences, and they both have different, you know, things that come with those two different types of murder, or, you know, manslaughter. So, basically, if you take something from someone, someone takes something from you. If you kill someone and you, to pay that price, that may be just like 10 years in prison. But you got to understand, your 10 years in prison is you basically not living. I mean, along with that, you get your, you have no rights, basically. You have no rights. That's 10 years of your life taken away from you. You took somebody's life, that's some of your life is going to get taken away. Now, that's how it works. It's an eye for an eye. And honestly, with these death penalties, and should it be abolished, I mean, it's been drilled inside our brains for so long, even through religion. So whether it should be abolished, it's hard to say, because now that you think about it, some people are just horrible people, whether they should be put down or not. But that's a really hard decision. But if you look at it, if you look at the facts, prison is supposed to be a reviving place, let's say. I don't know the right word for that, but a rehabilitation place. It's supposed to help you get better. It's what I think it should be about. That's what I think it should be about, is to help you get better. So even if you are a serial killer, it should help you get better, because usually serial killers are not necessarily just going around killing people. They probably have some type of mental issues. Not all people with mental issues or mental altercations are serial killers, but all serial killers have mental issues or mental altercations. I don't want to offend anybody, but so therefore they should be also included in their rehabilitation, because they are the ones who are also, they're suffering as well, and they might not even know it. So whether it should be abolished, now that my final verdict that I'm saying is it probably should be abolished, but in its place, the prison system needs to be a rehabilitation system. That don't mean they get cut free, but they need to be mentally restored, is what I'm saying. But then again, that will cause a spike in the amount of crimes going on, because they know when they go to prison, it's going to be about, you know, lollipops and gumdrops, basically. That's what it's going to be about, because prison and jail does strike fear into some people's hearts. For example, as young people, it does strike fear in our hearts, because we have so much life to live, and going to prison will take that life away. So, should it be abolished? Shouldn't it be abolished? Leave it up to you guys. What do you guys think based on everything I have said today? Remember about the Hammurabi's Code and eye for an eye. And remember the real true purpose of prison system, or what it should be. What do you think it should be? Answer these questions in the video or link, or tell me when you want me to answer them. You know, just hit me up and I will consult with that. But as for right now, have a nice night, guys.